The Highland County School Board's December meeting was well attended, although most of that attendance was virtual due to safety concerns related to COVID-19. At various times, between 30 and 40 people were logged in online to watch the board and school administration, who were the only ones allowed to participate in person, conduct the meeting. The primary topic of business was the decision to remain in virtual learning mode until after the Christmas break. The target date for a return to in-person learning is January 4th. The decision to move to solely virtual learning was made on Tuesday, December 1st, in keeping with the procedures approved by the board before the school year began, that a positive test among staff, student, or immediate family member of either would result in schools being closed. Three parents commented online regarding the closure, disagreeing with the need for closing, as well as the amount of time before the return. The board reiterated that these policies had been approved before the return to school. When it was noted that the original notification had set a date for a return on December 23rd, which was longer than the 2 weeks called for in those policies, Superintendent Dr. Thomas Schott clarified that the Virginia Department of Health had made the recommendation for the longer closure. He also noted that on the day of the meeting, Monday, December 7th, a staff member had tested positive for COVID-19. Admin praised the staff for the seamless switch to virtual learning, with special praise given to Robin Brendel for her training of teachers in using the Canvas virtual learning platform. Board member Kenny Hodges asked if teachers were available to students who needed assistance by phone. Each teacher has had a phone installed in their classroom for this purpose, and admin agreed to make sure these numbers were made available. In other business, the board approved the recommendation to allow out-of-district students to continue attending Highland County schools. They also approved an increase for substitute bus driver pay to $50 per trip and an increase for substitute teacher pay to $88 for non-degreed substitutes and $99 for degreed substitutes per day. These increases will take effect in the 2020-21 school year. The board's next meeting will be on January 7th. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Scott Smith.